The Memory Palace, A Memoir. By Edmund Duval. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Palace, A Memoir by Edmund Duval, is a memoir that explores the author's family history and his own personal journey. It is a story of identity, belonging, and the power of memory. The book begins with Duval's childhood in England, where he was born to a Jewish family that had fled Nazi Germany. He recounts his family's history, from his great-grandfather's rise to prominence in the banking world to his grandmother's escape from Vienna during the war. He also tells of his own journey of self-discovery, from his early years as a potter to his later career as an artist. The book is divided into three parts. The first part focuses on Duval's family history, from his great-grandfather's rise to prominence in the banking world to his grandmother's escape from Vienna during the war. He recounts his family's struggles and triumphs, and how their experiences shaped his own identity. The second part of the book focuses on Duval's own journey of self-discovery, from his early years as a potter to his later career as an artist. He tells of his struggles and successes, and how his art has been shaped by his family's history. The third part of the book is a reflection on memory and identity, and how the past can shape the present. The Memory Palace is a powerful and moving memoir that explores the power of memory and identity. Through his own story, Duval shows how the past can shape the present, and how our memories can be both a source of strength and a burden. It is a story of family, identity, and belonging, and a testament to the power of memory. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Edmund Duval's family history is deeply intertwined with the history of the Afrusi family, a Jewish banking dynasty that rose to prominence in 19th century Europe. Idea summary. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund Duval that tells the story of his family's history, which is closely linked to the Afrusi banking dynasty that rose to prominence in 19th century Europe. Main idea number 2. The Afrusi family's wealth and influence was centered around their collection of art and objects, which was eventually dispersed throughout Europe. Idea summary. The Afrusi family's wealth and influence was largely based on their collection of art and objects, which was eventually dispersed throughout Europe due to the family's decline. Main idea number 3. The Afrusi family's decline was due to a combination of anti-Semitism, the rise of Nazism, and the family's own internal struggles. Idea summary. The Afrusi family's decline was due to a combination of anti-Semitism, the rise of Nazism, and the family's own internal struggles, which ultimately led to the dispersal of their art and objects. Main idea number 4. Edmund Duval's memoir is a journey of discovery as he attempts to uncover the history of his family and the Afrusi dynasty. Idea summary. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund Duval that follows his journey of discovery as he attempts to uncover the history of his family and the Afrusi dynasty. Main idea number 5. Edmund Duval's memoir is a meditation on memory, identity, and the power of objects. Idea summary. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund Duval that is a meditation on memory, identity, and the power of objects. Main idea number 6. Edmund Duval's memoir is a reflection on the power of history and how it shapes our lives. Idea summary. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund Duval that is a reflection on the power of history and how it shapes our lives. Main idea number 7. Edmund Duval's memoir is a story of loss and resilience in the face of tragedy. Idea summary. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund Duval that is a story of loss and resilience in the face of tragedy. Main idea number 8. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a celebration of the power of art and objects to connect us to our past. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a celebration of the power of art and objects to connect us to our past. Main idea number 9. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the importance of family and the legacy of our ancestors. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the importance of family and the legacy of our ancestors. Main idea number 10. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the past can shape our present and future. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the past can shape our present and future. Main idea number 11. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the power of memory and how it can be used to preserve our history. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the power of memory and how it can be used to preserve our history. Main idea number 12. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through art and objects. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through art and objects. Main idea number 13. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the power of storytelling and how it can be used to connect us to our past. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the power of storytelling and how it can be used to connect us to our past. Main idea number 14. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been passed down through generations. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been passed down through generations. Main idea number 15. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the power of art and how it can be used to tell stories. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the power of art and how it can be used to tell stories. Main idea number 16. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through memory and objects. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through memory and objects. Main idea number 17. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the power of family and how it can be used to create a sense of identity. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the power of family and how it can be used to create a sense of identity. Main idea number 18. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been passed down through art and objects. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been passed down through art and objects. Main idea number 19. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a reflection on the power of memory and how it can be used to create a sense of belonging. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a reflection on the power of memory and how it can be used to create a sense of belonging. Main idea number 20. Edmond de Waal's memoir is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through stories and objects. Idea summary: The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that is a story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through stories and objects. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Edmond de Waal's family history is deeply intertwined with the history of the Afrasi family, a Jewish banking dynasty that rose to prominence in 19th century Europe. In his memoir The Memory Palace, Edmond de Waal recounts how his ancestors were part of this powerful and influential banking empire. He tells stories about their rise to wealth and power, as well as their eventual decline due to political upheaval and anti-Semitism. Through vivid descriptions of places and people, he paints a picture of what life was like for these families during this tumultuous period in European history. The book also explores how the Afrasi legacy has been passed down through generations of de Waals. It examines how memories are preserved over time, both through physical objects such as photographs or letters, but also through intangible things like stories or traditions. By tracing his own family's story back to its roots in 19th century Europe, Edmond Duval shows us how our past can shape our present. Main idea number 2. The Afrusi family was a wealthy and influential Jewish banking dynasty that had its roots in Odessa, Ukraine. Their wealth and influence was centered around their collection of art and objects, which included works by Rembrandt, Renoir, Monet, Degas, and Rodin. This impressive collection was eventually dispersed throughout Europe due to the family's decline in fortune following World War I. The dispersal of the Afrusi family's art collection began when they were forced to sell off some pieces during World War I as a result of financial hardship. After the war ended, more pieces were sold off or given away as gifts to friends and relatives. By the time Edmond Duval wrote his memoir The Memory Palace, a memoir in 2010, only a few items remain from this once grand collection. Although much of the Afrusi family's wealth has been lost over time due to wars and economic downturns, their legacy lives on through their artworks, which can still be found scattered across Europe today. Main idea number 3. The Afrusi family's decline was due to a combination of anti-Semitism, the rise of Nazism, and the family's own internal struggles. Anti-Semitism in Europe had been on the rise since the late 19th century, culminating in Nazi Germany's persecution of Jews during World War II. This led to many Jewish families like the Afrusis being stripped of their wealth and possessions as they were forced into exile or concentration camps. The Afrusis' own internal struggles also contributed to their downfall. Members of the family disagreed over how best to manage their assets and investments, leading them to make poor decisions that further weakened their financial standing. Ultimately, these factors combined resulted in much of the Afrusi family's art and objects being dispersed throughout Europe. Many pieces ended up in museums or private collections around the world, while others were lost forever. The Memory Palace, a memoir by Edmond Duval, tells this story from a personal perspective as he recounts his journey tracing his ancestors' history through these scattered artifacts. Main idea number 4. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond Duval that follows his journey of discovery as he attempts to uncover the history of his family and the Afrusi dynasty. Through this exploration, Duval discovers how his ancestors were part of a powerful banking family in 19th century Europe, and how their lives intertwined with some of the most influential figures in art, literature, music, and politics. He also uncovers secrets about their past that had been hidden for generations. Duval's narrative takes readers on an intimate tour through time as he visits places where his ancestors lived or worked, from Vienna to Odessa to Paris, and examines artifacts from their lives such as letters, photographs, and diaries. Along the way, he reflects on what it means to be part of a large extended family whose fortunes have waxed and waned over centuries. The result is an engrossing story about identity, belonging, and memory. Through vivid descriptions and thoughtful insights into human nature, The Memory Palace offers readers an opportunity to explore not only one man's personal history but also larger questions about our collective pasts. It is both a captivating tale of self-discovery and a meditation on how we remember those who came before us. Main idea number 5. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond Duval that explores the power of memory, identity, and objects. Through his own personal story, Duval reflects on how memories are formed and shaped by our experiences with people and things. He examines how objects can become powerful symbols of family history, connecting us to our pasts in ways we may not even be aware of. Duval also looks at the role of art in preserving memories and creating new ones. Duval's memoir is an exploration into the depths of memory as he recounts stories from his childhood growing up in England as well as his travels around Europe. He shares intimate details about his family life, including their Jewish heritage, which was hidden during World War II. Throughout The Memory Palace, Duval reveals how these experiences have shaped him into who he is today. The Memory Palace is a meditation on memory, identity, and the power of objects that will leave readers reflecting on their own lives and relationships with those around them. Main idea number 6. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duval reflects on the power of history and how it shapes our lives. He recounts his own family's story, from their Jewish roots in 19th-century Germany to their exile in England during World War II. Through this narrative, he explores the idea that we are all connected by a shared past and that our individual stories are part of a larger collective memory. Duvall also examines how memories can be both powerful and fragile, how they can shape us but also be forgotten or distorted over time. He looks at how different cultures remember events differently, as well as how personal memories can become intertwined with those of others. Ultimately, he argues that understanding our history is essential for understanding ourselves. The Memory Palace is an exploration of identity and belonging through the lens of history. It is a reflection on the importance of remembering who we are and where we come from in order to move forward into the future. Main idea number 7. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond Duvall that chronicles his family's history and the tragedies they faced. It follows the story of his great-grandfather, a Jewish banker in Odessa who was forced to flee Russia during World War I, leaving behind all of his possessions. The book then traces the lives of Edmond's grandparents and parents as they struggled to rebuild their lives in England after being displaced from their homeland. Through it all, Edmond reflects on how he has been shaped by these events and how he has managed to find resilience despite them. Edmond's narrative is filled with vivid descriptions of places and people that have had an impact on him throughout his life. He recounts stories about growing up in England, attending school at Oxford University, traveling around Europe as an adult, and eventually settling down in Japan where he now resides. Throughout this journey, we see how each experience has helped shape him into the person he is today. At its core, The Memory Palace is a story about loss, but also one about hope and resilience. Despite facing tragedy after tragedy throughout his family's history, Edmond manages to find strength within himself to keep going forward no matter what obstacles come his way. This inspiring tale serves as a reminder that even when things seem hopeless, there can still be moments of joy if you are willing to look for them. Main idea number 8. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond Duvall that celebrates the power of art and objects to connect us to our past. Through his own personal story, Duvall shows how these items can evoke powerful memories and emotions, allowing us to access moments from our lives that we may have otherwise forgotten. He also explores the idea of memory as an ever-evolving process, one which changes over time as we experience new things and gain new perspectives on life. Duvall's memoir is filled with vivid descriptions of his family history, including stories about his great-grandfather who was a famous porcelain maker in Vienna during World War II. He also recounts visits to museums around Europe where he encountered works of art that stirred up long-forgotten memories. Throughout the book, Duvall reflects on how these experiences shaped him into the person he is today. The Memory Palace ultimately serves as a reminder that even though life moves forward at breakneck speed, it's important to take time out for reflection and appreciation of what has come before us. By connecting ourselves with our pasts through art and objects, we can better understand who we are now, and perhaps even find ways to move forward more confidently into the future. Main idea number 9. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall reflects on the importance of family and the legacy of our ancestors. He recounts his own experiences growing up in a large Jewish family in England, as well as stories from his great-grandfather's life in Odessa before World War I. Through these memories, he explores how our past shapes who we are today and how it can be both a source of strength and sorrow. Duvall also examines the power of objects to evoke memories, from an old photograph to a piece of jewelry or furniture, and how they can help us connect with those who have gone before us. He writes about his passion for collecting ceramics and its connection to his family history, showing that even something seemingly mundane can become imbued with meaning when viewed through the lens of memory. The Memory Palace is ultimately an exploration into what it means to belong somewhere, to a place, but also to people. It is an intimate look at one man's journey through time and space, connecting him not only with his own past but also with generations that came before him. Main idea number 10. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond Duvall that explores the power of memory and how it can shape our lives. Through his own personal story, Duvall shows us how memories from childhood, family history, and even objects can have an impact on our present and future. He takes us through his journey of discovering the importance of remembering the past in order to understand ourselves better today. DeWall's memoir is filled with vivid descriptions of places he has visited throughout his life as well as stories about his ancestors. He uses these experiences to illustrate how we are all connected to each other through shared histories and memories. By exploring this idea further, he reveals how understanding our pasts can help us make sense of our current situations and plan for a better future. The Memory Palace is ultimately a story about finding meaning in life by looking back at where we come from. It encourages readers to reflect on their own lives and consider what they want their legacies to be. DeWall's writing style makes it easy for readers to connect with him emotionally while also providing them with valuable insights into the power of memory. Main idea number 11. In The Memory Palace, Edmund DeWall reflects on the power of memory and how it can be used to preserve our history. He explores his own family's past through a series of vivid memories that span generations, from his great-grandfather in 19th-century Vienna to his grandmother in 1930s Berlin. Through these stories, he reveals how memory is an essential part of who we are and how it shapes our lives. DeWall also examines the ways in which memory has been used throughout history as a tool for preserving culture and identity. He looks at examples such as the ancient Greek mnemonic system known as the Art of Memory, or the Jewish tradition of storytelling known as Haggadah, to illustrate how people have relied on their memories to pass down knowledge from one generation to another. The Memory Palace is ultimately a celebration of human resilience and creativity in the face of adversity. It shows us that even when faced with tragedy or loss, we can still find solace by remembering those who came before us and honoring their legacy. Main idea number 12. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund DeWall that tells the story of how the Afrusi family's legacy has been preserved through art and objects. The book follows the journey of DeWall, a descendant of this family, as he travels around Europe to uncover their history. He visits places where his ancestors lived and worked, exploring their lives through photographs, letters, diaries, and other artifacts. Along the way, he discovers stories about love and loss, ambition and failure, all while learning more about himself in the process. DeWall also examines how these objects have become part of his own identity over time. Through them, he finds connections between past generations and his own life today. He reflects on what it means to be part of a larger narrative, one that spans centuries, and how our memories can shape us even when we are not aware of it. The Memory Palace is an intimate exploration into one family's history as well as an exploration into memory itself. It is both deeply personal yet universal in its themes, making it an engaging read for anyone interested in understanding more about themselves or those who came before them. Main idea number 13. In The Memory Palace, Edmund DeWall reflects on the power of storytelling and how it can be used to connect us to our past. He uses his own family history as an example, exploring how stories have been passed down through generations and how they shape our understanding of ourselves. Through vivid descriptions of places he has visited in Europe, DeWall shows how memories are embedded in physical spaces and objects that we encounter throughout life. He also examines the ways in which memory is shaped by language, culture, and identity. DeWall argues that storytelling is a powerful tool for preserving memories across time and space. By sharing stories with others, whether through books or conversations, we create a bridge between the present moment and our collective pasts. In this way, storytelling helps us make sense of who we are today while connecting us to those who came before us. The Memory Palace ultimately serves as a reminder that each one of us carries within ourselves a unique story waiting to be told. DeWall encourages readers to explore their own histories so they can better understand themselves and their place in the world. Main idea number 14. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmund DeWall that tells the story of how the Afrusi family's legacy has been passed down through generations. It follows the journey of DeWall, a descendant of this family, as he discovers and reflects on his ancestors' history. Through vivid descriptions and personal reflections, DeWall paints an intimate portrait of his family's past and its impact on him today. He explores their lives in Vienna before World War II, their displacement during Nazi occupation, and their eventual resettlement in England after the war. Along with these stories come tales of art collecting, music composition, banking empires, all part of what makes up this remarkable family's legacy. De Waal also examines how memory works to shape our understanding of ourselves and our families. He looks at how memories can be both powerful forces for good or ill, they can bring us closer together or tear us apart depending on how we choose to remember them. The Memory Palace is ultimately a meditation on identity. How do we define ourselves when so much about who we are comes from those who came before us? Main idea number 15. In The Memory Palace, Edmond de Waal reflects on the power of art and how it can be used to tell stories. He uses his own life as an example, exploring how he has been shaped by his family's history and their collection of porcelain. Through this exploration, de Waal reveals the ways in which art can be a powerful tool for understanding our past and connecting us with our present. De Waal also examines the role that memory plays in creating meaning from art. He argues that memories are not static but rather constantly evolving, they are shaped by time, place, emotion, and experience. By looking at his own experiences through the lens of memory, de Waal is able to uncover deeper truths about himself and those around him. The Memory Palace is ultimately a reflection on how we use art to make sense of our lives. De Waal shows us that even though we may never fully understand why certain things happen or why certain people come into our lives, there is still beauty in these moments if we take the time to appreciate them. Main idea number 16. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that tells the story of how the Afrussi family's legacy has been preserved through memory and objects. The book follows the journey of de Waal, a descendant of this Jewish banking dynasty, as he traces his family's history from their origins in Odessa to Vienna, Paris, and Tokyo. Through his exploration of these places and their associated memories, de Waal discovers how objects can be used to evoke powerful emotions and create lasting connections between people. De Waal also examines how memory works on an individual level, exploring how it shapes our identity and influences our relationships with others. He reflects on his own experiences growing up in England as well as those of other members of his extended family who lived during different times throughout Europe's turbulent 20th century history. By weaving together personal stories with historical facts, The Memory Palace provides readers with an intimate look at one family's past while offering insight into the power that memories have over us all. Main idea number 17. In The Memory Palace, Edmond de Waal reflects on the power of family and how it can be used to create a sense of identity. He recounts his own experiences growing up in a large Jewish family in England, as well as stories from his ancestors who lived through World War II and the Holocaust. Through these memories, he explores how families shape our lives and provide us with an understanding of ourselves. De Waal also examines the ways that memory is both fragile and powerful, how it can be lost or distorted over time but still remain deeply meaningful. The memoir is filled with vivid descriptions of places, people, objects, and events that have shaped de Waal's life. He writes about his childhood home in London, visits to relatives in Vienna, trips to Japan where he studied pottery, conversations with friends, moments spent alone reflecting on life's mysteries. Throughout the book, de Waal weaves together personal anecdotes with historical facts to illustrate how our past shapes our present. Ultimately, The Memory Palace is an exploration into what makes us who we are, our families, our memories, and all those things that make up our individual identities. It is a beautiful tribute to the power of family, and its ability to give us strength even when times are tough. Main idea number 18. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond de Waal that tells the story of how the Afrussi family's legacy has been passed down through art and objects. It follows the journey of de Waal, a renowned potter, as he traces his ancestors' history from their origins in Odessa to Vienna and Paris. Along the way, he discovers how they used art and objects to create an enduring legacy for future generations. He also explores how these same pieces have become part of his own identity as an artist. Throughout The Memory Palace, de Waal reflects on what it means to be part of a family with such a rich heritage. He examines how this legacy has shaped him personally and professionally, while also exploring its impact on those around him. In doing so, he reveals not only the power of art but also its ability to connect us across time and space. Ultimately, the Memory Palace is both an exploration into one man's past as well as a celebration of our shared humanity. Through his vivid storytelling and thoughtful reflections on life's most important questions, De Waal invites readers to explore their own legacies and discover what makes them unique. Main idea number 19. In The Memory Palace, Edmond De Waal reflects on the power of memory and how it can be used to create a sense of belonging. He explores his own family history, tracing back generations in order to understand how memories are passed down through time. Through this exploration, he discovers that memories are not only personal but also collective. They shape our identities and connect us with those who have gone before us. De Waal uses vivid imagery to illustrate the importance of memory in creating a sense of identity and connection. He writes about his grandmother's house as an example. It was like a palace made out of memories, a place where I could feel connected to my past, present, and future all at once. This image serves as a metaphor for the way that memories can provide comfort and security even when we are far away from home. The Memory Palace is ultimately an exploration into the power of memory, how it shapes our lives, connects us with others, and creates a sense of belonging. De Waal shows us that by understanding our pasts we can better appreciate our present moments. Main idea number 20. The Memory Palace is a memoir by Edmond De Waal that tells the story of how the Afrasi family's legacy has been preserved through stories and objects. The book follows the journey of De Waal, a descendant of this Jewish banking dynasty, as he travels around Europe to uncover his family's history. Through interviews with relatives and visits to places where his ancestors lived, worked, and played, De Waal discovers how their lives were shaped by events such as World War II and Nazi occupation. He also examines how objects from different generations have been passed down in order to keep memories alive. De Waal uses these artifacts, from porcelain figurines to jewelry boxes, to illustrate how memory can be both tangible and intangible. He reflects on what it means for an object or experience to become part of our collective memory, exploring themes such as identity, belonging, and loss along the way. Ultimately, The Memory Palace is a powerful exploration into one family's past that speaks volumes about our shared human experience. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.